It is approximately 8-9 lines down, maybe 10 lines down. V'ha'amar Rabbi Oven said, Pamachas hispalel Rabbi shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos.
That's a right?
Yes. So the Gemara, umi badal. The first words of probably of the paragraph are umi badal. The first words in the line are badal mar. So the next words, umi badal. We're talking about Rav who davened on Erev Shabbos. And he was davening, Rav was davening on Erev Shabbos. He made early Shabbos. His Talmud Chaver asked him, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba asked him, Miba Dalta, did you, in other words, separate from Havdal? Did you separate from Melacha? Did you start keeping Shabbos? And he said, yes. The question is the Gemara, did he really? Umi Badal, did he stop doing Melacha? V'hamar Rabbi Oven, Pam Achas Hispalel Rabbi Shel Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. One time Rabbi made early Shabbos. V'nichnes L'merchatz, and he went afterwards into a bathhouse. V'yatza, and then he came out. V'shon Alon Perkin, and he taught us some halachas. V'adayin L'chashcha, and it still was not dark. That's how early he made early Shabbos. It was after Plaga Mincha, I'm sure. But he went into the bathhouse afterwards. You can't go into a bathhouse on Shabbos. Amar Rava, he went in as a sauna. He did not go in to go into the mikvah or into the tub. He went Ha'ud the Nichnas Lahizia. He went in for a sauna. He went in to sweat up. And nowadays that's Taka Aser, but back then it was before the Gezerah. The Kodim Gezerah having it was prior to the enactment of the Gezerah. Aini, says the Gemara.
So before the Gezerah, why couldn't he go into the bathtub itself?
So no, it was apparently after that Gezerah, but before the Gezerah of Lahazia. It came up in it was increments, yes. In fact, there was even more. We're going to see in Masechet Shabbos, but yeah. Aini, says the Gemara. V'ho abaye shorele l'rav dimi bar livoye l'kabruye sali. Is that really true? But Abaye allowed Rav Dimi bar livoye to he had a basket there, and apparently the minhag back then was to place the basket inside the smoke of the sulfur in order to, I don't know why they would do it, but they used to do it. So they used to place their baskets in the place of the smoke, and maybe it made it smell good, or maybe it made it harder, whatever the point was. That's definitely a malacha, probably, if it can't be used, that probably makabat patish, but diaraisa. So he used to do that. The Gemara says, "Hahuta use havoy." There, he wasn't mekabel Shabbos because he wanted to make early Shabbos. He thought it was night, and it was a mistake. A mistake in Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah. The Gemara says, "To use mihadra, can you be chozer from a toys?" Because yeah, we have to understand that a Kabbalah Shabbos is sort of like a neder. Any neder is by mistake is not a neder. In fact, what happens if a person says he wants to change his mind on Kabbalah Shabbos? Can you change your mind? Can you make early Shabbos and then gotta do something? So can you change it?
But if you make a mistake, then it's not a Kabbalah?
Right. Gemara says, "With Tuzum Yehadra, could you change a mistake?" V'hamar Avidan Pamachas Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim. Avidan says, "One time the sky was covered with clouds, and Kazvurim Ha'am Leimer Chashchahu, and everybody thought that it was dark. V'nichnas Lebeisak, and v'nichnas Lebeisak, and they went into the shul. V'hispalu Shel Moitzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, and on Moitzoi Shabbos they davened early, and then when his Pazur Ha'avim, the sky is cleared. V'zorcha Hacham, and lo and behold, the sun was still shining. Ubau." Vishal they came, Vishalu asked Rebbe, and they asked Rebbe, Amar, Hoyle, Hispalu, Hispalu. They said, since you davened already, you davened. Seemingly.
Therefore, it's not Shabbos anymore?
So that's, at this point, that's what not therefore it's not Shabbos anymore, because Lamaisa Dioraisa, it's still Shabbos.
Right.
During the Tefillah, they may have Dalar. Yeah. No, but it's not going to stop your Shabbos. In other words, even on a Motzei Shabbos, a person could make Havdalah. He's still not allowed to do Melacha. But from the Gemara wants to pull out that from the fact that they were allowed to, they didn't have to re-daven again, and even though it was a mistake, so then what is done, even by mistake. So if you want to, on Erev Shabbos, be Mekabel Shabbos, even though it was a mistake, it shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara says, no, no, no. Shiny tzibur de lo matrichin elahu. A tzibur, they're not going to go ahead. If a whole tzibur daven, then they're not going to go ahead and make the whole tzibur daven again. But if it was an individual, they will make him daven again. And in both cases, because it's a mistake by a tzibur, they won't make it do again. But a mistake by a yachid, A, they will even make you daven again. But it has nothing to do with the Kabbalah Shabbos. So, in other words, let's say on Arab Shabbos, a tzibur goes ahead and davens early. It's not a problem. You do not have to be Mekabel Shabbos. And who adin a yachid? If a yachid davens early, so he must go ahead and daven again on Arab Shabbos and on Shabbos. And it has nothing to do with his Kabbalah Shabbos. So a guy is davening. He reads 4:30 for Shkia, and really it's 6:30 Shkia. He davens in the early minyan. Meanwhile, he never usually davens in the early minyan. And he's wondering why he doesn't see all his regular friends. And then he goes home. He comes out, and it's still light outside. The halacha is he does not have to. He's allowed to continue to keep Shabbos. Keep the weekday. Kabbalah B'tayis is not a Kabbalah.
But if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so if what we're saying over here is if it's a mistake, even an individual, it's not Shabbos and it's still doing
correct. Yes. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Oven, Rav, Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav davened Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. In other words, he made early Shabbos. Rabbi Yoishia, Matzli Shel Moitzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoishia davened Moitzi Shabbos on Shabbos. Did he also say Kiddush or not? Yes, you could even say Kiddush before Shkia. Did he say Havdalah or not? Gemara says yes. Toshima, the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shel Moed Soi Shabbos B'Shabbos. You can daven Meir early on Moed Shabbos. Also, there's no V'Amr Havdala Alakais, and you can even say Havdala. You can't hold the candle because that's a malacha, but you could. We're not waving the malachas, but you could make Havdala. I know my. What happens if you have little kids that go to sleep before Shabbos is over? So do they have to make Havdala? So some say that you should make Havdalah on Sunday morning. If they're bar chinuch, but they can't stay up till sometimes 10 o'clock at night to make Havdalah. So you can't let them eat without Havdalah. So some say make them Havdalah on Sunday morning. If you ask me, I would say we go with Rabbi Yaakov's psak. Rabbi Yaakov holds that since they can't wait up till then, they're not bar chinuch for Havdalah. And therefore, you don't have to make Havdalah at all. However, somebody asked Rabbi Zucker, and he said, tell them to make Havdalah by Shalosh Shuddos, like this Gemara. Take a kais, make Havdalah. Let the kid make Havdalah by himself, at Shalosh Shuddos. Amar Rabbi Zeira, but we asked Rabbi Zucker's grandkids, and they didn't do that. Amar Rabbi Zeira, I guess, the father didn't ask Rabbi Zucker about that. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav. B'tzad Amud Zeh, he's parallel Rabbi Yishmol Rabbi Yosi Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Although, mind you, they all go to the Cheder. And in the Cheder, they used to make Havdalah on Sunday morning. I don't know if they still do. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav. B'tzad Amud Zeh, he's parallel Rabbi Yishmol Rabbi Yosi Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. On this, next to this beam, Rabbi Yishmol Rabbi Yosi Dav made early Shabbos. Ki also Ula Amar, Ula said, nah. B'tzmad Tamar Havi. First of all, it wasn't beside a beam. Maybe it was... It was a palm tree. It wasn't beside this beam.
What difference
does it
make where he was doing it?
He just wanted to get the story straight. So it was on Friday. It sounds like a whole different story. I don't know why the Gemara didn't assume that maybe it was two stories. But I'm thinking that probably what happened was, you said it was Bitsar Amud Zeh, and that's where he gave his funny Sheva Brachas drasha or whatever. And Ula said, no, that drasha, no. So they were talking about the same incident. He says, first of all, it was on a Shabbos, not a Friday. Second of all, it was a different person. And third, all right? Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Loi Keva. Tfilas Ha'erev has no Keva, set time. Gomer says, what does that mean? My ain't like Keva. If you want to say it like I just said it, that you're allowed to daven the entire night, then just say that. Listening to Tefillas Erev, call Halayla. You could daven the entire night. Elamai, Ein La Keva, what does it mean, Ein La Keva? Command the Amar Tfilis Arvas Rishus. It's telling you that there's no kvias to it, there's no chiyuv to do it. It's a nice thing to daven ma'arv. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tfilis Arvas, Rabbi Gamliel Amar is a chayva. Rabbi Yeshua Amar it's a Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel says you must, Rabbi Yeshua says you may. Amar Abaye, Halacha Kedavri Amar Chayva, and Rav Amar Halacha Kedavri Amar Rishus. And Taket Halacha does follow the one who says Rishus. However, Kvar Kibal Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael was already Mekabel upon themselves to daven. And we, for us, it's a chayva. Tan Rabbanan, Nafkemina, I believe is that though we don't have to say Yalav Yovai again by Rosh Chodesh, but that's only Nafkemina. I don't even know if that's the reason, because on other times it's due. So. So for us, it's irrelevant. So even though Taka, that's the halacha of Rishos, we go with Chayva. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isa b'Talmud Echad. There was a story with a student. Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. He came to Rabbi Yeshua. And he asked him, Tfilas Arvas, is it Rishos or Chayva? Is it a Rishos? Is it permissible or is it a must? Amar lei Rishos, it is a permissible activity. Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. He came to Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi. And Amar lei, Tfilas Arvas, Rishos or Chayva? Amar lei, Chayva is a requirement. Amar lei, v'halei Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lei Rishos. Rabbi Yeshua told me it's a Rishos. Wait here, please, sir. Until the Baalei Treason, a treason is a shield. And Rashi says that the Baalei Treason are chachamim who fight with each other in learning. So wait until the big, heavy-hitting fighters come into the Beis Medrash. And I'm going to make a show about this. So he waited until all the big guns came in. Kishenichmasu Baalei Treason, Omad Hashoyel, the Shoyal got up, so I guess this was before Seder. So the big guns came in either late, or they were either there prior, and the big guns came in late. Keshenich Mesu Baalei Treason, the big Baalei Treason were there. Omar HaShoyal, he says, the Shoyal stood up, and he asked this question. Tfilas Arvas, Rishos Soy Chayva, Omar Le Rabban Gamaliel Chayva, is it a requirement? Omar Lehen Rabban Gamaliel Chachamim, now Rabban Gamaliel turned to the Chachamim, Klum Yesh Adam Shechalik B'Davar Zeh, is there anybody who disagrees with this? Omar Le Rabbi Yeshua, Lav, nope. Apparently he was the spokesman. Amalei v'halei mishmecha amru li, but they told me in your name, Rishus. Amalei Yahish, and he said, therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, Yahishua, amud al raglecha, stand up, v'ya'idu b'cha, and we will testify against you that you said it. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua raglev, Rabbi Yeshua stood up, Amar ilmalei ani chayv, who meis, if I was alive and he was dead, yochel ha'chay l'hakdash esameis, the live person would be able to go and deny the dead person's accusations. How can a chai dispute a chai? Yes, I did say that. What's pshat in the story so far? I'm not sure. He was telling, basically told a lie. Did he tell a lie? No, because lav could mean maybe I hold it right now. So lav dafka, it's a lie. Is there anybody who disagrees? I don't disagree. But you told me yesterday. Oh, okay, that was yesterday. So he didn't necessarily tell a lie. But nevertheless, the conversation is a bit strange. Hayar Rabban Gamliel, Yoyishiv Adarish, Rabbi Gamliel sat and darshan. Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, let's start today's shir. Rabbi Yeshua, Oymed al Araglav. Rabbi Yeshua was never given permission to sit down. So everybody else was sitting. Rabbi Yeshua was standing. And Rabbi Gamliel started his shir. Ad Sharananu call Ha'amal. Everybody in the shir got upset. They started to, there was murmuring, and then the murmuring got louder and louder. V'amr l'chutzpis am a turgaman, and they told Chutzpis, the translator, Amud, stop. Stop translating, because they didn't have a microphone back then. They had this person with a loud voice, and a booming voice, and Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, used to sit there and tell him what to say, and this guy would stand there at the front, and Chutzpis am a turgaman was not just a stam guy. Sometimes he was just a stam guy, but by chutzpahs it was not like that. And he used to belt out the shir. So they told him, Amud, stop speaking. But Omar, and he stopped. Amri, everybody was talking amongst themselves. Ad kamin it's ayriv nasal. How long are we going to allow Rabban Gamliel to pain us and go on? But Rosh Hashanah ishtaket tzare. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, remember in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, he bothered us when they had a dispute between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, between what day was Yom Kippur. So that was the story that we're going to see where Rabbi Gamliel says, I want you to come to me on Yom Kippur. V'becheres, and there was also Rabbi Yeshua. V'becheres, there's a similar story in Becheres, where B'maizir B'tzadik, where also he told Rabbi Yeshua to stand up, and he gave shir with Rabbi Yeshua standing the whole time. Hachanami, it's the third time. Sorry. Tavana Avri, we're firing him. And it's Ma Nukim. Who should we place in his place? Nukim Rabbi Yeshua. Let's put Rabbi Yeshua up. Baal Ma'isa Havi. He was the story. He was the person why we're firing Rabbi Gamliel. That's going to be too painful for Rabbi Gamliel. We're not going to do it. Elamai Nukim Rabbi Akiva. Let's put up Rabbi Akiva. Dilma Anishle. He might get punished. The Leslie Zuchus Avais. You know, you don't want to mess with the Amiraim. And Rabbi Akiva taking the place of Rabbi Gamliel. If he gets Rabbi Gamliel upset, which he definitely will get upset, Rabbi Akiva might get punished because he doesn't have Zuchus Avais. Rabbi Akiva was a self-made gadol. Everybody's a self-made gadol. But Rabbi Akiva didn't have any direction from his parents. And therefore, it would not be safe for him to be in the eyes of the wrath of Rabbi Gamliel. Ella Nukmi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's set up Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hu Chacham, he's a wise man. Hu Asher, he's a rich man. Hu Asir Le Ezra, he's the 10th in generation from Ezra. Hu Chacham, the Imakshile, that if he's asked any questions before, he'll be able to respond from Rabbi Gamliel. Hu Asher, he's rich. The Iyasle Lefluche Lebe Kesar, if you ever have to, you know, smear the hand of the Caesar, Af Hu Azulupalach, he can do it. Who Asir Le Ezra, and he's the 10th from Ezra, the Isle Zuchus Avos, he's Zuchus Avos, so he won't be punished, and he won't be punished with Rabbi Gamliel's wrath. So also Va'amrule, they went and they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nichale Lamar, Telehave Reish Masifta, do you think you want to become the head of the Masifta, the head of the Yeshiva? Amrulehu Ezel Ve'imlech Be'inchi Beisi, I'm going to go and ask my wife. This is a lot of people take this out as good shalom bias. No matter what you do, you have to ask your wife. Also, ve'imlich b'debis. So he went, he asked his wife, but I'll just point out, he was probably in Shana Rishayna because he was 18 years old. At least they get married when they were 18, so he was in Shana Rishayna. It's not such a raya. Okay. Also, ve'imlich b'debis.
You're trying to shlug up the raya.
I'm just saying, it's not such a... He asked his wife. Amrle, she said to him, "Dilma ma'averlucha, maybe they'll fire you." And Amrlehu knew, okay, but if they give me a chance to use something, lishtamish inish yoy mechada bekisa de mikra, a person should, if he has a chance to use an expensive goblet one day, if they tell him to use it, ulamacha litbar, but they're going to say tomorrow it's going to be broken. Don't you think we'd want to do that? So I get one day. If it breaks, it breaks. But you don't have any white hairs. That day was he was his 18th birthday. So he was zichur just married recently. And a miracle happened. An 18 streaks of white came in his beard. And Haini to come, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harani kit ben shivim shana, ben shivim shana. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Today I'm like 18 years old. Sorry, I'm like 70 years old." He really wasn't 70. Tana, okay, so he took the job. Another point. She advised him not to do it. And he did it. But then again, he responded to her tainus. So that's not it. Tana, Oysahayim Solku. That day, they removed him. He responded to both of his her tainus. Well, she said you didn't have white hairs, and then he got white hairs. It's not like...
So they don't have beanie.
No, I don't understand.
Successfully responded.
And also, he changed. If he didn't get the white hairs, then maybe he would listen. Her taina was no longer. Chakert, adraba. We see that she had beanies here. She said that people wouldn't listen to him with white hairs, so a miracle happened. She got white hairs. It was very good that he asked her. Tana, Oysahayim Solkuhu L'Shem Rabbezach. That day they removed the guard at the door because it used to be that Rabban Gamliel did not allow people into the base medrash unless they were unless they were real Ernst Tip B'nai Taira. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a different shita, different mahalach. He said, no, we let everybody in. So Tana Ayusim Salku the Shem Pesach, they removed the Shem Pesach. V'nasna lehem reshus l'tamidim likanes, and it was permission given for anybody who wanted to enter the base medrash. Shahar Gamliel Machriz Gamliel had announced and said, "Kol Talmud Shein Toicha Gemara, any student whose inside does not reflect his outside, and vice versa, lo yikanes the base medrash. Got to be a real Ben Torah all the way through. He should not come into the base medrash." That day, they added many benches to the Beis Medrash. Amar B'yechanan pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Destoy v'Rabbanan. How many they added? Some say they added 400 benches. That's 700 benches. Imagine how many, 2 people per bench, let's say. So 1,400 people, which is a number that does not even have to be say, there has to be exaggeration. You can imagine, if everybody always heard about the Torah and Yeshiva and everything, and the Yeshiva is finally open for everybody. A very plausible, if not smaller, number of 700, of an extra 1,400 people. Like we know nowadays, is 7 or 8, you know, Bati Midrashim in Lakewood, that each one contains 1,000 people plus, so... Rabbi Gamliel
got upset.
Maybe I was holding back terror from Klaizer. Look what's going on here. They showed him in a dream. These are like white barrels that are filled with ashes. Is that how they translate it?
White pitchers
filled with ashes. But the mice of Elohi, the Gemara says it's not true. They were just doing it. Ha'ili suve da'itehu. He was so upset, they were just telling him, don't worry about it. But Lamaisa, Hitaka was, Menea, Terah from Klal Yisrael. And this mahalach of not allowing everybody into the Beis Medrash is not a good mahalach. He was very upset. He was eating himself up. There's no reason to eat yourself up. I mean,
it turns out from this Gemara that the right thing to do was to open the Beis Medrash,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
So why is it that today yeshivas all want to get the best boys?
No, that's not.
If you're not up to a certain par, yeshivas don't accept you.
If that's not, if they were, if the Rashiva would know that this boy is not going to be able to learn anywhere, then of course he would take him.
So,
of course, it's just that I have space in my place for 120 students, and there's other places in Klal Yisrael. So I would like the top people. You want to know, is that nice? You only want, but that's the type of shiur I want to give. Only 120 of the top boys. But it's not like.
It appears that that's not the right
direction. No, I think if there wasn't a base medrash that everybody could come into, then there would be something. But over here, there's a base medrash. Go learn by him. I think that's so Gemara says, who does that? Tana idias bayba yom nishnas. They were learning Maseches idias that day. But kol hechad arminin bayba yom. Anytime it says in the Mishnah is that day. It was Hahu Yom. It was the day that all Beis Medrash was opened. And there was no halacha in the Beis Medrash that people didn't understand that at that day did not become clear. Because even if you have two Talmid Chachamim handling something, a lot of times they end up with a Tzarachin. So there's hundreds of Tzarachins. And however, when you have thousands of people, there's always one guy who happens to Chapa, even though generally he's not a Ben Taira. You ask a question, if you say a question to 1,000 people, somebody's going to come up with something smart to say. So every single time they said, okay, here's the next Mishnah, but here's our question on it. You have 1,400 people there, somebody's going to say, well, what about this? Like, oh, you know what, you're right, let's talk up shot. So they didn't. That day they were left with no questions. Even Rabbi Gamliel did not hold himself back from the Beis Medrash. He came, he sat on one of the benches. A few shachas, even 1 hour, did none. The Yehuda was a ger amoni from the nation of Ammon, which we are not allowed to accept gerim from. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to enter into the kahal of Hashem? Can I become a ger? Sorry, usher. It is usher for you to enter into the kahal. It is permitted. He argued, and this time. Rabbi Gamliel did not have the status of Nasi to overrule him. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so we have to discuss it now. Isn't there a pasuk like me? You're not allowed to take an Amoin, a ger from Amoin? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, there is a pasuk like that, but is there a nation called Amoin that's living in the town of Amoin? Or a nation of Moab, then Kvar Allah Sancher of Melech Ashur, Ubilbil is called Ahumais. Sancher already came along and moved around all the nations. So nobody's called an Amoini anymore or a Moyavi anymore. There's no such thing as an Amoini. Why? Just because he could trace his roots back to Mr. Ammon, but it doesn't mean that he's called an Amoini. There's no Amoini nation anymore. They were dispersed. There's no Roman nation anymore nowadays. There's no Greek nation anymore. There's no Egyptian. Just, you're right. If we can have a DNA, tell the guy that he comes from, he comes from the Paris, it doesn't mean that he's an Egyptian. There's no such thing as the Egyptian nation anymore.
Does that apply for a moment too?
Ah, good question. It's a question that's dealt with. Whether or not we can find whether or not Amalek applies to DNA. Some say that Amalek is more of an ideology, but I believe it does apply. I believe it does not apply to Amalek, but because I know they say halakha l'maisa, if you could find somebody who's from Amalek nowadays, you have to kill him. So I believe it's not, but I don't have an answer for why it's not why it doesn't apply to Amalek. Shenemar, as it states in the Buzz, is a good question. Shenemar, as it says in the Buzzik, Va'asir Gvulis Amim Va'asi, as it says, Va'asir Gvulis Amim Va'asi Doisehem, Shoitse Va'irid Ka'aver Yoishvim. As it states in the Pasuk, this Pasuk I looked up 2 days ago, but instead of looking it up again, let me just quickly check it here if you don't mind. As it states in the Pasuk, as it states, I have removed the boundaries. Asir, oh, that's fine. Asir, I have removed the gvulais, the boundaries of the nations. Va'asidoyseihem, shoytse, and I have plundered their treasures. So v'chol deparish mirum aparish. So now, all we know is that there's. Oh, that's the answer. That all we know is that there is a group of nations. And now one person comes out of that group. So we say that he's Meruba. He's called the Parish, Meruba Parish. He's coming from the Rive. Well, so therefore, that will answer your Amalek question. Because if we could taka no, you can't put a piece of chocolate in the chalent and say, oh, I'm going bust the Rive, whatever. It's, you don't go bust the Rive if you know which one it is. But then, why Mr. this guy who says he was from Amoin, why is it a problem? Why don't we, if we know which one it is, how do you go bust the Rive? Did they ask that by you, Ruin?
If he self-declared Amoin?
Yeah. How do you go bust the Rive?
I don't know. But also, his name is, he's the Ger Amoin? Like,
what?
I didn't say.
Doesn't ask it. What do you want to say?
He's from the land of Amoin, not from...
Look at that! You think he's from the land of Amun, but he is not. But his stock, his DNA, could be from a different thing. Very good. That's a nice answer.
Good answer. That's a good one.
Nice. Okay. But however, answering your question from Amalek, if we were to know his DNA, then it would tackle the problem. Okay. Good answer. I think you're right even because the Gemara says Amalei Rabban Gamliel v'halai kvar nemar v'achrei kein oshiv eshvus b'nei amayin u'ma Hashem. But doesn't it say in the pasuk, and I will return the Amoinim to their nation, says Hashem, u'kvar shavu, and didn't they return? And Amalei Rabbi Yeshua v'halai kvar nemar v'shavti eshvus amay Yisrael. Adayin lo shavu, they didn't return Klal Yisrael, so mechitez they returned Amoin. So I think you're right actually. He came from the Amoin land. But says Rabbi Yeshua, Lav Davka he's the Anamayni by DNA. Miyad hitiru lavai bekahal. So they were mata this fellow to come into the kahal. Amar Rabban Gamliel hoyel v'hachihu. Since this is the halacha, since this was the first like real debate that Rabbi Gamliel had with Rabbi Yeshua, and he lost. So he's like, maybe, you know, there is taka something here. So Ezel v'efayis say Rabbi Yeshua, let me go. And be Mephias Rabbi Yeshua. Otherwise, in other disputes, he always just used his Nasi authority to beat him, as far as I understand what the Gemara means here.
When they say that Yirmiyahu went and he brought back Israel, because there's a Shiva that says Yirmiyahu went and he brought them back.
Well, this is... This is probably after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, no? I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a Suffolk Deraisa.
Yeah, we go with Sarai for the Isis.
Yeah, but Safu the Raisa, you got Lachumra.
No, no.
But here we went Lakula.
No, but you have, you're allowed to go with Roy of the Raisa. If you have a Safik, then you go with, you have a Safik, then you go with Lachumra. But Roiv tells you what to do before you call it a Safik. Roiv paskins your Safik. This is not, when you have Roiv involved, it's not called a Safik. I'm not sure why he understood that the going back for Yirmiyah was not the... This is probably during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, which is after Yirmiyah, that's what you're asking.
What,
this Maisa.
No, this is already...
This is post?
Well, so, I mean, it's in Yirmiyah where he says that he'll bring back... Yirmiyah is the one who says that he'll bring back Amon Amalav.
Oh, no, so that's what he said. I know. So, however, this was understood. That was Rabbi Gamliel's question. So, on that, Rabbi Yeshua responded, but there's another pasuk that says that it's going to be Shavti Ishvus Ami Yisrael.
Right, that's from Amos.
And that didn't happen.
But we have the thing that Yirmiyahu, he went and brought them back. So, therefore, we see that Amos has already happened, so how do we know that Amon hasn't already been returned?
The Gemara's understanding that bringing back was not a fulfillment of the pasuk, of that Ammon is going to be brought back. It was not yet fulfilled.
You mean of Yisrael?
No, since they didn't fulfill the Yisrael one, Ammon also wasn't fulfilled. He wasn't disputing the fact. Whatever plane trips Yirmiyahu took and brought... Rabbi Yom Gamliel says, listen, wasn't there didn't Ammon go back to their nation with Yirmiyahu because of your question?
No. We have, I forget where, there's another place where it says, Yirmiyahu, he went to Ashur, or wherever they were, and brought back Bnei Yisrael.
So, but that is where, apparently, Rabbi Yeshua was held that he wasn't fulfillment of the full pasuk. That's, I mean, I know he went, I know what you're talking about, we had it. But, Rabbi Yeshua obviously felt that this is going to be fulfilled either in the final time, this pasuk of Shavti Yisrael, Shavu Yisrael, is going to be fulfilled by the Bashiach, and that didn't happen yet. And Memela, the other one of Amon Amalav, is also not fulfilled yet. I don't. That's what it sounds like to me from the Gemara.
Yeah, but Sifra says that many are still in Galus. So
of Klal Yisrael.
The return of the Jews was partial. Similarly, right. The return of Amon was also partial.
And not yet fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, we see the same thing by Mitzrayim. We see the same thing by Bavel.
That what?
We see Mitzrayim. Four-fifths stayed behind. We see by Bavel, most of them didn't go.
Right, okay.
So, if we're going to say that because most of Israel didn't come back, well, most of Yehuda didn't come back either.
Okay.
So, but yet we had Bayit Sheni, we had the returning.
Right.
Even though most of...
I know, but all it means is that there wasn't a fulfillment of this pasuk yet, the Vishavti Yeshavus Ami Yisrael. There was not yet a fulfillment of that pasuk. That pasuk is yet to be fulfilled.
The pasuk that Yehuda will come back, even though most of Yehuda was still in
Babylon. Does it say?
Yirmiyahu already says that, like, in 7 years.
I think the difference is maybe the word shvus. In other words, do you have a pasuk that says that Hashem says, "I'm going to return the shvus b'nei Yehuda," and then? And we see a fulfillment of that? Because then that would be a valid question. But over here it says two psukim. It says, one, I will return as Shavus b'nei Ammon. And another pasuk says, V'shavti as Shavus b'nei Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel wanted to point out that, listen, did we not yet have a fulfillment of the verse Shavus b'nei Ammon? So Rabbi Yeshua says, well, we didn't have a fulfillment of the verse Shavus b'nei Am Yisrael.
Yeah, I don't know the wording for by Yehuda. But I mean, I know Yirmiyahu was saying, like, oh, you know,
I know, but so whether or not there was a partial return or not is not going to be a question. We have to find, you want to know, was there a fulfillment of the pasuk? So the question will only be a question if we find out that pasuk. That's the only way that we'll have a question. Because you have to say, hey, there's a similar pasuk that they didn't fulfill, that they, with a similar style fulfillment, and yet over there it is counted as if they fulfilled it. So it's only a question if we find out, you have to find that pasuk of the thing. What are you saying? What?
There's a Mishnah in
the Sefer Sivan. That what?
This.
Oh. I hear it, yeah.
Right,
Let's go. I'll go and make peace with Rabbi Yeshua. He came to Rabbi Yeshua's house. He saw the house. The walls of the house were very black from all the smoke and from the your walls of your house. I see that you are a blacksmith. Woe to the generation that you are its leader. You don't know what we have to go through of b'mahim ispanis and how we have to support ourselves. You see, bishlam a leader, so a leader doesn't have to do regular menial work because he's supported by the taxes of the city. But at least a regular leader should know the troubles of the average citizen. You're coming into my house now for the first time as an average citizen, and you're like, whoa, this is what you had to go through? That means the entire time you were a leader, you didn't know what we were going through. You have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, you have to be able to be with the tzibur. You have to feel their pain, even though you may yourself not be going through that pain. So now is the first time that you're seeing what we go through. Oy lo ledor. Amar lo anesi lecha, Rabbi Gamliel didn't respond, and he said, I hurt you. Mochali, please forgive me. Lo yashkich, but he ignored him. Asa b'shvil kvayda abba, do it for my father's house. So pious, he said, all right, I'll be meichel you. Omar ma nezul v'leima lehu l'rabbanan, who should go and tell the rabbanan that you were meichel me? Omar lehu, ahu kevis, a certain laundromat was there, Ana, he went, and azilna, he said, Ana azilna, I will go. Shalach Rabbi Yeshua, Lebeim Josh, Rabbi Yeshua sent him to the base medrash with the following message. Manda lovish mada, yilbish mada. The one who always wore the official cloak should wear the official cloak. Manda loy lovish mada, somebody who never wore the official cloak. Yemer le manda lovish mada, shalach madcha va'ana el bishay. He should go ahead and tell somebody who used to always wear the cloak, you take it off and I'll wear it. In other words, attacking an 18-year-old Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, go ahead and tell the great Rabbi Gamliel to take off his coat and he'll take over. Rabbi Kiva said to the Rabbanan in the basement, "Truku gali, quick clock the doors." The Lord lays the Avdi Rabbi Megamliel Lutzairu Rabbanan, that the servants of Rabbi Megamliel, after we got this message, will come and bother the Rabbanan. Don't let them in. Now, of course, the base Rabbi Megamliel's doors had a lock. So Amar Rabbi Shua, Mutav the Eikum Ve'ezel. Rabbi Shua says, "Okay, I'll have to go myself." Ezel under the Gabayu. Also, Taraf Ababa, he knocked on the door. Amalei Maza ben Maza, back in the day they used to sprinkle the clothes with either water or good smelling water in order to launder them. So I'm not sure why he changed the muscle, but Maza ben Maza Yaza, one who is a sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler should sprinkle. V'she'enele Maza v'loy ben Maza Yerim Maza ben Maza Mimecha Mei Ma'ara V'afechre Efer Makla. I'm just wondering, as I'm saying it, that. It's interesting. I said it as a sprinkling because that's the launderers used to do, so it wasn't that big of a difference in the muscle. However, as I was saying it, Maza could be the sprinkling of the Paraduma, and now I see that he says Koyin ben Koyin. So yes, it's probably the Paraduma waters. Koyin ben Koyin. The one who used to always sprinkle Paraduma waters, the son of one who should always sprinkle, should continue to do it. However, the one who never did it before should tell somebody who used to do it, your waters are cave waters, and your afer is your ashes, your paraduma ashes are just regular ashes. Oh, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and his payesa. Oh, you are Michael him. Klima sinu el b'shvil kvaitcha. We only did this because of your covet. Lemachar aniva ata nashkim lepischei. Tomorrow, I and you will go and to Rabbi Gamliel. If you want to go together, we can go. We can go bring him into the Beis Medrash and invite him as to be back as a nasi. Amri hechi na'avet. How should we proceed though? Na'avre, should we just totally fire up Elizabeth and Azariah? Gemiri, ma'alin v'kodesh ben meridin. That's not fair. You only go up. He didn't do anything wrong to go down. Nidrush marcha adashavs and marcha adashavs. So they should split the nesias. And this one gives the drasha this week, that one gives the drasha that week. Asi lekinuye. They'll get jealous. Rather, what you should do is have Rabbi Gamliel darsh in three Shabbosim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darsh in one Shabbos. Behind the Omer Mar, that's why sometimes you have the expression Shabbos Shel Mihoi. So whose Shabbos was it? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And who was that student? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was none other than Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I don't know why that's important for the story.
Why will it not lead to jealousy the same as...
Three and one?
Yeah.
Because each of them have their place. Rabbi Gamliel was the old-time Nasi.
Yeah, but if you have one week, we say it's going to lead to jealousy.
Right.
And if you have 3 weeks, 1 week, it's not going to lead to jealousy.
Right,
because one has got more.
Yeah. Right. So there's a set cover that, and the set, like, otherwise every time I take a step, Rabbi Gamliel takes a step, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is there, he's always going to be jealous, like, hey, you're taking my spot. But here, where it's set, like, I'm a three guy, you're a one guy, so then there is, it's still clear who's boss, but we didn't fire and, you know, depose of the new one. Okay, Michel Musafin Kol Hayayim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'nikra Peisheya. He is called a Peisheya if he davens after the seventh hour. Tanur Rabbanan, how you lefanav state tefillas. A person has two tefillas daven, achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf. A mincha one and a musaf one, mispalas shel mincha v'achar kach mispalas shel musaf. And afterwards, he could daven musaf. Shezu tadira v'zu ena tadira. Because this one is tadir, it comes more often every day, and this one isn't tadir.
When Moshe was going to go into Israel, he wanted to get into Israel, he told Hashem that... I won't look like I'm a leader. I'll just be like everybody else.
Right.
So that's the sending of Kedusha.
We didn't see, I know.
When he asked that question then.
Well, his other choice was death. He volunteered. He said either death or that. Like, oh, I'll take that.
But what we see from there, you're allowed to descend in Kedusha, right?
His other choice was death. Death is also a sort of a dissension.
Not really.
Okay, listen, I mean, those are his choices. So he wanted at first to take the choice of that, not that. This wasn't an Isser over here. Over here, we weren't saying like, they were saying in Hashkafa, it's not a proper thing. I don't understand your question. His other choice was death.
So you're saying it's like a Pekuach Nefesh
thing? No, this is not an Isser. This is a, what should we do? It wasn't like it's us or for us to, because Malin Bekadesh, it's an application of a rule by Tefillin. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, But otherwise, it would have been a Bekuach. If Taka wasn't, then Afalbikan, it would have been Bekuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Aymar, Mispalel Shel Musaf, V'achar Kach Mispalel Shel Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person should daven Musaf, and afterwards should daven Mincha. Why? Shezu Mitzvah Iveris, because Musaf has a clock ticking. You have only half an hour. Mezumitz v'she'ena versus has you have the rest of the day. Amar b'yechanan halacha mispalel shel mincha. No, halacha is you first have a mincha v'achar kach mispalel shel musaf, and that's taka how we paskin. Reb Zera ki have a chalish migirser. Reb Zera was once really tired. His concentration was out. He wasn't able to learn. So azol v'yasav apischa debei Reb Nelson bar Tuvi. He said, I'm going to go sit at the front of the Beis Medrash, in the front of it. And Amar ki chalfi rabbanan, and at least when the rabbanan pass, az ekumi kamayo. At least one thing I could do. I can't learn right now, so I'll sit in the Beis Medrash. Every time a rabbi passes, I'll stand up, ve'kabel agra, and I'll get schar for giving cover to Torah. At least I'll give cover to Torah. Nofak. So asa Rabbi Nosson bar Tuvi. Out came Rabbi Nosson bar Tuvi. So he stood up. Amalei, man amar halacha be'midrasha. Who said the halacha follow? Who said the halacha in the Beis Medrash today about Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, hachayim Rabbi Yechanan ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The amar mispal adam shel musaf achakach mispal shel mincha. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda that you say musaf and then mincha. Rather, you say mincha then musaf, like we said. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan amar. He said Rabbi Yechanan said that. Amalei, and yes, it was Rabbi Yechanan. He repeated it 40 times. Rabbi Yochanan said, thing. Rabbi Yochanan said, thing. Amalei chada hilacha, ay chadas hilacha. Why are you so excited about this teaching? Is it the first thing you've heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and you're excited to hear something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Or is it new to you? And Amalei chadas hili, it is new to me. And Mishum de Misapkali by Rabbi Shimon Levi, because I always thought Rabbi Shimon Levi was the one who said that. So, therefore, he went ahead and he repeated it 40 times. But we see that, if you want to remember something, you gotta drill it in again and again and again and again and again and again. 40 times is not a guzma. People say, now it's impossible but to do this because it's just so much material. People say, like, you know, it's we don't remember the learning and everything. I mean, it's a practical thing. You have to learn 40 times over here on the first 40 times in front of him. A constant chazara is what is needed. It's not like Some people, what's the Eitzah for remembering? The Eitzah for remembering is Chazar. That's what it is. Just repeating it again and again. You have this program, Kinina Masechta. You have the program. I mean, I told the guy himself, as if he was Mechadish. I'm like, what exactly were you Mechadish? Like, just saying it again and again. I mean, Abai and Rava also said that. You know? Like, you're not Mechadish a single thing. But yeah, he was totally Maskim. He's not Mechadish anything. He just did it in a format of a Chabura, so it makes it easier.
Whoever davened tefillas musaf late after the seventh hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it kilu doesn't count. It's noige, those who break mimoyed from the appointed times. Asafti mimeich. I literally translate very hard pasuk to translate, but I have gathered in from you. How are you? My mashma that I noige is listening to the tavra. What is the mashmois that? Where do you see that? You translated the word noige as broken. Those who, I think it's, tell me if I'm wrong, but broken are the ones who break the appointed times. Is that how they translate it? Like noige is already the punishment. They should be broken, those mimoyed, to go away from the appointed times.
It says, broken because of the appointed times I have destroyed, they are from you.
Right, so broken. So why is the lashon of, where do you see that the word noige can mean broken? Can the Metargam Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef translated, Tavra Asi Al Sanein to the Beis Yisrael, there should be a breakage on the enemies of Klal Yisrael Al Da'achru Zmanei Moy Adad Yerushalayim, on the fact that they delayed or missed the appointed times in Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kalam Espal Tfilah Shal Shachris La'achar Arba Shalim, whoever the Rabbi Yehuda, whoever misses Shachris after 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Vakasav Omer, on him it says, Noike Mimoyed, and here he translates the word Noike, meaning pain. Affliction. Mimoyed asafti mimech hayum. Same end of the pasuk. My mash b'dahay noike lishne de tzara. Where do we see that this, the word noike means tzara? It means pain. Hudachsev dolfanafshi mituga. My eyes or dolfanafshi.
My soul.
I'm sorry. Dolfanafshi will. What is it? Mourn mituga from
melts.
Melt like from pain. Okay. Like dolfa is usually you have dolfa could be like tears or. So pouring down, dolfa melts. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha Besuleisah Nugais. Her maidens were afflicted. Vehimarla, and she was terribly embittered. Rav Avya Chalish. Rav Avya got sick. For the Esel Pirkah, Rav Yosef didn't come to the shir. Lamachar Ki also the next day he came. Bo Abayla Anuche Daitay. Rav Yosef. Abayla saw that Rav Yosef was upset that Rav Acha didn't come. So Abayla wanted to calm the situation down. So he said he wanted to defuse the situation. Amalei. So he went. My time alone is the Mayla Pirkah. Why didn't you come to yeshiva yesterday? Amalei. I was sick. I was very weak. Sorry. I wasn't able to. Amalei. Amalei to amta midi. Should have eaten va'asus and came. Amalei. Lo sarv lamayla hadar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna asul. Do you not know what Rabbi Huna said, that it's prohibited to taste anything before you daven musaf? This Kiddush Club is usher. You should have davened musaf b'yichidus. And then come, and then taste something. You should have eaten something and then come. But do you not agree that it's prohibited to daven prior to the tzibur? You're not allowed to go ahead and daven before the tzibur. Amalei lav itmarla, but was it not stated on that to qualify that ruling? Amar of Ava, but tzibur shanu. That's only if you're davening in the shul. If a person is davening in the shul, he shouldn't precede his Shemayna Esrei prior to the shuls. But if you're davening at home, then you could daven early. Oh no, but that's the daven. But we're about to do the Kiddush Club, and that's. So davening, if you go out, you can daven before the tzibur. So you should have gone out and davened musaf and then eaten something. The Gemara says, "V'les elchas alak Rav Huna," but the halacha does not follow Rav Huna. The Kiddush Club is takamutar. Rav Huna said it's aser, but the halacha doesn't. And stam is like the Gemara says, the halacha doesn't even follow that. You're allowed to eat before you daven musaf. And in Eretz Yisrael, when boys go and they have to always find meals, so a lot of time, not a lot of times. But I should say certain boys, certain individuals, they get up, let's say, at 9:30 or whatever it is, and they catch a 10 o'clock shachris, and then they go to their meal at 10:30, and then they catch a 1:30 musaf. And that's, they get, it's the way things roll. you can easily catch a 1:30 Musaf, and you can easily catch a 10 o'clock Shacharis. But they have their Suda in between. You know the story with the person who called up a guy, a Bachar from Eretz Yisrael. Can you tell me a little about this Bachar? So this guy was not the greatest guy in the world. He used to daven Shacharis at 1 o'clock and show up to Seder at 11. And so somebody called in and said, about this boy. He says, he's the only boy that has a 2-hour Seder before Shacharis. So like Rav Yishuv and Levi, Rav Huna had Amaran. The halakha does not accord like Rav Huna about the Rav Huna that we just said that you cannot eat before Musaf. The halakha is you are allowed to eat before Musaf, indeed. And Rav Yishuv and Levi, Dam Rav Yishuv and Levi, Kevin Shehigias Man Tfilas Mincha, Asher Lala Adam Sheyitam Klum Kaidem Shespal Tfilas Mincha. It is prohibited to eat before Mincha also. Now, one is not allowed to have a whole Suda without setting a timer and without doing, but you are allowed to eat. You are allowed to taste something. You can have an apple. You can eat something. A whole Suda you shouldn't. Unless you set an alarm or set a chaver to remind you. But a small litam klum, we don't go as far as Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. That says that you can't eat anything before mincha. Otherwise, we'd be in trouble. You have to. You ever want a snack in the afternoon, you'd have to go ahead and have a daven mincha first.
But was he not going to daven musaf at all?
No, he waited. Because he had to wait to daven musaf with the tzibur, so he wasn't able to stay for the shiur right afterwards. He had to go home and eat. So he said he should have, or whatever, either he didn't come to shul at all, it sounds like, so he stayed home. So he waited till 11 o'clock to daven musaf with the tzibur, and then he ate, and at that point he missed the shir. So he said what you should have done was daven at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you could have eaten, and then you could have been on time. You should have davened beforehand. And then the Gemara points out, Stam is like, what you could have done was, you could have eaten, and then daven musaf with the tzibur. You could have eaten even before, you could have eaten at 8 o'clock, and then...
It's like, I can't come because I don't feel well. I can't eat until I have a musaf, but I can't have a musaf until I get.
Exactly. No, that's exact. Oh no, but he didn't have a musaf in the shul. It sounds like because he was davening musaf at home, but that's what he said. You could have davened earlier. So in the end of the day, he did not have. According to halacha, he didn't have a good excuse.
Right, but he's saying that you can't do yichidus, but he can't do pilyon because he's not going to shul.
Right. So you are allowed to daven yichidus. Beforehand. If a guy wants, he's not going to come to shul, he could daven before the tzibur. So that's what he could have done. He could have davened at 8 o'clock in the morning and then eaten.
According to his reason that he's presenting,
right.
Where he's like, I can't do it, you hate
us. Right, exactly. And that's why he missed it. That's why he missed the shir. Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, how you mispiled the kinis also the base of Medish. He used to daven when he walked into the base of Medish, but also when he left. Tefillah Katsara, a short tefillah. Amr Lai, Mama Kimla Tefillah Zu. What are you saying? You're davening before you walk in as you come out. When I go in, I daven that nothing bad, I should not cause anything bad to happen. I shouldn't pass it wrong. When I leave, I give a thanks on my portion in this world. Thank you, Hashem. I'm zoicha to be part of the Bnei Torah. Tan Rabbanan b'knisasi mahu amu. What did he say? Amar yiratzim l'fanecha. And this tefillah is in the front of most gemaras. Yiratzim l'fanecha. Hashem elokai shelo ye'era davar tekol el yadi. That a mistake shouldn't happen. V'lo eko shel b'dvar halacha. Bad things should happen because of me. V'lo eko shel b'dvar halacha. I shouldn't make a mistake in halacha. V'yismuchu b'icha v'irai. And my friends should be happy with me. Now, it could be they should be happy with me. Stam. Or, my friend should be happy with me because I made a mistake. I shouldn't say, my friends also shouldn't make a mistake. And I shouldn't be happy with them for making a mistake. Or alternatively, and I should be happy with them because we should be happy with each other. What did he say as he left? Thank you, Hashem. That you put my portion with those who sit in the base medrash, not with those who sit on the corners. Which corners? Like the corner of Devon and Mozart. You have those chairs there in this chaver, just sit and schmooze all day. I get up in the morning, and they get up in the morning. I get up, and I learn Torah. And they get up for Devarim B'Teilim. I work, and they work. I work, and I get paid for it. And they work, and they don't get paid. They get paid, as Chofetz Chaim famously says, they get paid for final products. But they don't get paid for their work. You can have a guy who is really good at making shoes, and it takes him 10 seconds, and he'll get the same amount of money for somebody who works 50 hours. Because we do products. We don't do the effort involved. Ani rutz, I run, behem rutzim, and they run. Ani rutz, l'chayelim haba, behem rutzim, l'bereshach, masha'ein, kain. Over here yesterday, a boy asked me, he says he doesn't like learning. Why not? Because he has to work so hard just to get one tesis. I'm like, and if you got the tesis in the first second, you'd have to work for two tesis. So in the end of the day, you're working all day long. Who cares if it's in the end of the day just to get one tesis or to get two tesis? Hashem wants to work. He doesn't need the tesis in your brain. He wants you to work. That's the ikker. So if you're working for one tesis, you're working for two tesis, you're going to be working all day long anyways. Tan Rabbanan Kishchalu Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar got sick. Nichnasu Talmidav. I didn't convince him. Nichnasu Talmidav LeBakrei. The Talmidim went in to visit him. Amar Lo Rabbeinu Limadnu Orchas Chayim. Please, can you teach us what we should do on life? Teach us Mesilas Yesharim. V'Nizkel V'Hen LeChayilam Haba, that we should be able to be Zoicha through that to Chayilam Haba. Amar Lehem Yizaharu BeKavod Chaveirechem. Be careful with the honor of your friends. U'Menoi B'Nechem Min HaHigoyon, and hold your children back from HaHigoyon. Higoyon is translated in many different ways, depending on the mahalach of Higoyin over here. It could be either keep them away from just stam, reading without thinking. They have to be able to translate and to understand, either to do more Torah Shabbat Peh than Torah Shabbat Ksav. What else is it? What else do we say? Mina Higoyin is, it could be it's just stam dvarim betalim. I think some say that it's just Dam Doram Batalim. Rashi says, Mina Goyin. I think of the Mikra. Yeah, the Mikra. Oh, fine. Mamash, both of those Pratim. Dvarim Batalim and Sikhus Yiladim. Vahishivim bein Birkei Tamid HaChamim. Instead, put them amongst the feet of the Tamid HaChamim. Ukishatim, those are the kids that are always running around. Ukishatim is Paulim, and before you know, before you, when you daven, du'u, no. This is good for us right now because we're about to daven chakras. Lifnei mi'atim oimdim, before you are, before whom you stand. Ubishvil kech, and because of that, tizku l'chayilam haba, you should be zeicha l'chayilam haba. Have a great Shabbos.